This sheet is dedicated Le'il Nishmas Uvi Moiri Yixil Yehida Ben Tzvi Ve'imi Marusi Laya Bashmil Tahay Nishmusam Tziriru B'tzroi Hachayim.
Daf Beis, Amed Beis, the last words, Meisri Ahufe. We're still on the question, the meaning of the word Oya. In the words of the Chachamim, can it mean evening or not? Amar Peles with the top line, Dav Gimel Amid Aleph. Amar Peles, Boluma is Mapil as a miscarriage. Oya Lishmoyne Reyehu, the night before the 81st day. It means she gave birth to a female child, and therefore, after the 14 days of Yemei Tumah, begin the days of Yemei Tahara, which means up till and including 80 days, any dam that she sees is not Tumah. It's called Dam Toihar. Now, during that time, if she has another vlad, a miscarriage, so she has to bring your korban, your lettuce, for any miscarried baby who is 40 days old. So she needs another korban later for this vlad. But we say if the vlad that she had within the 80 days is allowed is within 80 days, that's within Yemei Melois, so she has to bring only one korban yoledes for the birth that she made originally, and for this vlad that she's mapil now. But suppose she is mapil, has a miscarriage, not within the 80 days, but after the 80 days, then she has to have two separate korbanos later, one korban yoledes for the first vlad that she had at the beginning and one that she had after 80 days. So once more, if she has a vlad within the Yemei Melois, within the 80 days, so one korban yoledes takes care of both vlades. If she has a vlad after 80 days, she has to bring a separate korban yoledes for that vlad. But here is a question, if she was mapil the night after the 80 days, but it was a night that belongs to the next day, the 81st day. So the question is it considered within the 80 days, or is it considered past 80 days, but the night belongs to the next day? Beishamai said, we don't need any korban yoledes. It's like it's within the 80 days. Beishilo said, we need a new korban, because since it's past 80 days, it's a night, and the night belongs to the next day. It's 81st day. It's after Malays. So therefore, for a vlad that she's mapil at night, she has a separate korban yoledes. Omru beis Hillel beis Shammai, ma'ishno oil shmoini v'echad. What's the difference? The evening of the 81st, before the 81st. And the 81st day, the evening, always belongs to the following day. Im shiva lo v'tumeh. If the evening of the 81st is equal to tomorrow, the daytime, the 81st, in a matter of Tumah, if she sees Dam, the evening, after the 80th day, we don't say it's Dam Tehar anymore. 80 days are over. So we see as far as Dam is concerned, it's not considered within the 80 days anymore when it's nighttime already. Lo Yishve lo Dekom, so shouldn't the night be the same as the next day in the matter of a korban? Means if she's mapil at night, it should be the same as if she was mapil the next day, and she had to bring a separate korban. That's Beis Hillel's argument. Since we see that the dam that she has that night following the 80th is no longer dam toihar, so that's a criterion that tells us that she's finished with her malais. So if she has a vlad that night, She also have to have a separate korban for Yoledes. Because we see the night is considered like the next day. That's basically his argument. Now, Beis Shammai's answer is not written here, but Beis Shammai's argument is as follows. Beis Shammai said, when it comes to other matters, we agree that the night belongs to the next day. In the matter of Dam Toya, yes, she sees Dam the night following the 80th, she's Tamei. Just like if she had seen it on the 81st day. But when it comes to Korban, it's a different story. Because at night she cannot bring a Korban. So she never left the precincts of the 80 days as far as the Korban is concerned. It's only tomorrow, on the daytime of the 81st, that she's able to bring a Korban. So there, in a matter of Korban, it's considered like she's still in the 80 days, and that's why if she's marble at night, one Korban Yoledes covers both. That's the argument. So Beis Hillel says, we look at the criterion of Dam, and since as far as Dam is concerned, that night is past 80 days, it's like the 81st day, so as a matter of Yoledes also, she's marble that night, it's a new Korban Yoledes. And Beis Shammai says, no, even though in a matter of Dam, the night belongs to the next day, and she's Tomei, but in a matter of a Korban, not, because she cannot be a Korban at night. So as far as Korban is concerned, it's like the old period is still extended, and the blood that she's marble that night, she's Yesi with one Korban Yoledes for both. See that. The Torah says that after a woman gives birth, so she has to wait these days, when the days of her tehav pass by, then she brings a korban. She cannot bring a korban for that later until the 80 days are over. So Beis Shammai says, since she cannot bring a korban till the 80 days are over, and when it's over as far as korban is concerned, tomorrow, on the 81st day. But at night, she can't bring a korban yet. So therefore, it's whatever she's marble that night is included in the first korban. But she's going to bring that first korban tomorrow. Can't bring it before tomorrow. In the Gemara, mid the korma Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Since Beis Hillel said, "Ma'ishno oil shmeinu vecha." What's the difference? The night before the 81st, me'yom shmeinu vecha, from the day of the 81st. So we see that oil means the night. Shema Amino, we hear from that. Oil, auto. Oil is night. Shema Amino. He's bringing a number of proofs to back up that in the Lashon Chachamim, oil means night. Meshi, ask another kasha. Yochol, I'm able to think, Yehei Nechol, that Shlomim, Kol Shlomim should be eaten, oil the Shlishi, the night before the third day. Let me explain. A korban toido is eaten the day and the night following. That's all. A korban shlam is eaten 2 days. Now the question is, what is meant by 2 days? Does it mean a day and a night and a day and a night? He says no. It means a day and a night and a day. But the night following the second day, no more. But now he's saying, where is the remez for that in the Torah? Now, I'm able to think, Yehei Nechol early Shlishi, that the Kol Mishlam should be the night before the third day. It means one day and it's night, and the second day and it's night following it. It's the night before the third day. And there's an argument why we should say so. Shlomim, there are certain korbanos like Teda or Chathas, which are eaten only one day. And Shlomim can be eaten 2 days. So we say, we want to compare the 2 days of Shlomim to the 1 day of the other korbanos. Mal Holland, just as there, in the case of Chathas and Teda. Lailo Acher Hayoim, the 1 day means a day and the night following it. Afkan also here by Shlomim, if it's 2 days, it means a day with a night following it, and a day with a night following it. Laila achrayim. So therefore, by this analogy, we should have said Shlomim is 2 days, 2 days including the both nights following. So it should be eaten oil the shlishi, the night before the third day. Talmud Lema. You can eat it on the day when you shech that kol, that's the first day, or mimokros, and on the next day you can eat. Now this really is a drash, but the pasuk is saying what's left over to the third day after burning the fire. But this, he tells us, now is an extra pasuk, because you burn it on the third day, you'll see it's another pasuk you burn on the third day. So this pasuk comes as a hint. How long can you eat it on the second day? What's left over, while it's still day, it's already called Nesa. It means only what's left over up till day. But soon as day is over, it's called Nesa. But it remains only as long as it's day, the second day. But if it passes the second day, then it's already called Nesa. It's left over and it's possible. It's only a drash. But the drash is from extra words here, because the idea of burning on the third day was is another pasuk. So all that the pasuk actually is saying, you eat it on the day when you shecht it, and on the next day, and what remains until the third day you burn. But he takes that drash and stops. It should remain only over till the rest of that second day, and not past that. So it means when the night time comes, it's already neisha. It's eaten while there's still the second day. You cannot eat it the night before the third day. Now that's the case. If the time to eat a shlomim is only one day and the night following, and one more day, and not the night following, I'm able to think you saw it from Yad, you have to burn it up immediately. On the second night you should burn it, but that's when it became nauseous, left over already. But it didn't, and there's an argument why we should say so. Some kabbalists like Teidor and Chathas are eaten one day and one night. Ushlom yecholim shnei yom v'laylecha. Shlom are eaten 2 days and one night. Which night? The night between the 2 days. Not the night following the second day. Shlom are eaten 2 days, but the night between the 2 days. So let's say, ma'alahalim, just as there, where the kabbalists have eaten on one day and one night, as soon as the time of eating ends, the time of burning commences. Let's say a chatas, and it takes to eat one day, and you eat it the whole following night. As soon as this morning, when you have to stop eating, that's when you can burn it for Nesa. So we see the din of Nesa is to burn it as soon as the Zman Achila ends. Afkan here also by Shlomim, when you can eat 2 days, but not the night following the 2 days. So when does Man Achila end? At the end of the first day. So therefore I might say you burn it at the beginning of the second night. Take care of Achila's vapor. So as soon as this Man Achila ends, when the second day is over and the night comes in, you should burn it. So I might think you burn it at the beginning of the second night. Talmud Loima, a different pasuk. Vanesha, not this pasuk. Vanesha Mibza. Talking about the shlomim, what's left over on the third day, you burn it in fire. Now why is it? You can say about Nesim, Mibisar Hazeva, Bashlishi, Ba'esh Yisar. Bashlishi would mean the third day. Why say Ba'yoyim Hazlishi? To say Ba'yoyim Ato, say that you burn it only by day. You can never burn anything by night. So even though in the case of Shlomim, it became no sar also to eat at the beginning of the second night, but at night time you can't burn it. Only by day you burn. So we see you cannot burn kashim that are no sar by night. So what have we learned so far? In the case of a korban chatas and a teda that you eat one day and the following night, in the morning, it's usher to eat it. But the night following that first day, it's mutter. In the case of shlomim, you eat one day, and the night following that one day, and one more day, but not the night following that second day. Now, when do you burn it? In the case of chatas or teda, you burn it in the morning. Now, in the case of shlomim, You also burn it in the morning, although the shlomim is already asa to eat the whole second night. Still, you have to wait till the morning, because you don't burn kodshim surim until the morning. Now, midikoma, since he said here, yeinechol oil lishlishi, I might think you eat it the night before the third day, and he calls it oya, alma we see oya, or to oya means night, shmamina, say that. Toshma, the first line of the Gemara says, oil shall yom kippur, the night when Yom Kippur begins, mispalo sheva, the tefillah is seven brachas, or misvad, and you say vidoy at the end of the tefillah. Shachris, again mispalo sheva, or misvad, you say vidoy again. Musa, mispalo sheva, or misvad. Beminuche, mispalo sheva, misvad. And to put it also, ubinneila, mispalo sheva, misvad. Now, be'alis, ma'ariv, after Yom Kippur is over, mispalal me'en shmon esr. He davened a short shmon esr. That means the first three brachas and the last three brachas and all the brachas in between, he includes in one long bracha which we call havineinu. In big shidurim you'll find that. That's a time saver, mitzvah Yom Kippur. So he davened a short shmon esr. Although usually we don't recommend saying Havineinu, he should say Shmone Esrei. But when it's Yom Kippur, he gives a heta to say Havineinu. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Eimah Mishum Rabbi Yisrael, he said, name is his father's, the house of the Nisiyim. They said, no. Mispalel Shmone Esrei Shlemes. He must say full Shmone Esrei when it's Yom Kippur. Why? He has to say Abdullah. And therefore you have to say the regular bracha Atochainim in order to include Atochanan Tonim. Once you do that, you have to finish all the other brachas. It doesn't fit in Havineinu. Alma, we see from this, oil utu, oil means evening. The evening of the beginning of Yom Kippur is called oya seda. Shema, another proof. The Toni de Beishmuel. Now, here's learning a baraisa, which we see is a parallel to our Mishnah. Lele al-Bos, the nights at the beginning of al-Bos, or Beitkin es-Sachomis le-Hanea. Now, that's the Perush in our Mishnah, which says, Oil al-Bos ha-Beitkin sachom is le'aneh. Alma we see, Oil ultu. Erem in Mishnah means evening, means lele. That's all. So once more, Oil in Tanakh means light. Oil in Loshon Chachamim many times means evening. Ela the Gemara says, what was the machlekes at the beginning of the Masechta between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda said oil means evening, night. And Rav Huna said oil means nagihi, and nagihi ordinarily means light, brilliance, oil noiga. That's how it's used in Tanakh. Noiga means light. So why should the Mamachlekes, why should Rav Huna insist that oil in our Mishnah means light, if we see so many proofs that it means night? Elimar says, Bein Rav Huna, Bein Rav Yehuda, everybody agrees. Oil in the Mishnah here is Ultra, means night. Below Pligi. So why did Rav Huna insist on Nagi, which Nagi means Noiga, Oil Noiga, which means day? Like night means the light of day. Mal Kiasa, each one spoke according to his place, the meaning of his place. Or Mal Kiasa. And each one spoke according to his place. Now explains. The principle in general was, as much as possible, to avoid the mention of darkness. Darkness implies gloom, unpleasantness. So they wanted to avoid any impression of unpleasantness. So they said a word that means that, but it doesn't say it openly. So oya, oil could mean light. But in the language of the Harmony, they use it for evening, for nighttime, in order to dispel the idea and impression of gloom. Now, each one did it in his way. And I view this place, they used to say, I'll see you in the Oya. It means in the evening. And I view this place, I'll see you in the Nagi, which also means evening. Both words actually mean light. And still they used it to as a substitute for night. Only Rabbi Yehuda's substitute was Oya, and Rabbi Huna's substitute was Nagi. Each one spoke according to the meaning of his place. The Rabbi Huna Kore Nagi, Rabbi Huna called it Be'asred Rabbi Huna's place they call evening Nagi, and Be'asred Rabbi Huna Kore Leli. So therefore, the Gemara's conclusion is there's no machlekes at all. Everybody agrees that our Mishnah means the night. That's where Medikas Chometz takes place. Only a question, how you express it. One expresses it and when he wanted to say Oya, what does Oya mean? He says Lilo, but you know that Oya means nighttime, and that's why he said Oya means Lilo, and Rav Huna said Oya is Nagi, also means Lilo. Why did Natana say Lilo? Just like we see in the Baraisa, Leili Albosa. And so we would have spared ourselves all the difficulty that we had until now. He says, open it, Leili Albosa. And for the Gemara, Lishne Be'almi Hudinokat, Lishne Mal Yudinokat, it takes a more pleasant expression. The Tana doesn't want to say a gloomy expression, right? She says, when the Oya of our Bosa comes, it means night, your baby comments. Where do we know they do such things? That you don't speak straightforwardly and call a thing by its regular right name, just to avoid unpleasantness? A man should never utter from his mouth an unseemly word or unpleasant word. And brings a proof from the Torah. Shaharei Ikem HaKosu Shmeinayis is the Torah made a crooked path, it means a detour, of 8 superfluous letters for the Hoytzi Dova Meguna repeat, and not enough to utter unpleasant expression. Where do you find that? Shinem Mina Behemo Atahero Neach was told to take the clean behemoths to sacrifice. That's why he takes them into the table, in addition to the ones he takes in for survival. Now, Asher, 3 letters, Eneno is 5 letters, and Tehera, 5 more. That's altogether 13 letters. He could have said, Behemotzmeya, 5 letters. But he said, Asher Eneno Tehera, 13 letters. So he's adding 8 superfluous letters in order to avoid the word Hatzmeya. Hatzmeya means unclean. So to avoid an unpleasant expression, he makes a detour, twists around the detour, and adds 8 more letters. So we see from the Torah, it's a teaching to avoid unpleasant expressions. That's why the Mishnah doesn't say Leili Albosa or El Albosa. Say that. Correct a small error that I made. Rabbi Yehuda, in his place, they called night Leila, that's all. In Rabbi Yehuda's place, they called night Leila. In Rabbi Huna's place, they called night Nagi. So each woman, they're explaining what's meant by night. Rabbi Yehuda said Leila, like the plain meaning. And Rabbi Huna, in his place, they used to say Nagi, meaning they were more fastidious in Rabbi Huna's place. But the Mishnah, everybody agrees, was fastidious, and it said Oya instead of Lila. Say that. The Baraisa, which says Leile Albo also, said Leile instead of Oya because the Baraisa is a perish on the Mishnah. That's what the purpose of the Baraisa is. Otherwise, you don't need any Baraisa. The Mishnah said the same thing. And the Mishnah, everybody knew, but the Baraisa was said to explain. What does the Mishnah mean by Oya? He says Leila. But when you learn the Mishnah, the model is to try to avoid the word Leila. The word Tameh is found everywhere in the Torah, because the Torah doesn't want to add superfluous words or letters, like we'll see in Amud Beis. It's a system in the Torah to conserve words. Only in certain places the Torah made an exception to teach us this principle, as much as possible, to change your language to a more pleasant language. But in general, where it's more concise, certainly they said Tameh. We'll soon see on the base. Popey Amar Teisha. He wants to emphasize even 9 letters, not only 8 letters, the Torah twisted around in order to avoid an unseemly expression, but even 9 letters. Shenema, ki yiye becho ish, asher lo yiye tor bikelare. He had an accident at night, so he's not toher. And I said, asher lo yiye toher. Now the toher, the wall is not sounded in toher. So it's like it's not there. So we count. Asher lo yiye toher. 3, 5, 4, 9, 12 letters. 12 letters. Because the Ish Tameh, 3 letters. So 9 superfluous letters. Say that. Avini Amas, Avini says 10 letters. Because the Vav the Torah. Even though you don't sound the Vav, but you write the Vav. So you have 10 superfluous letters. Ache ba Yankiv Amas, Sheish Eser. 16 letters we find superfluous in order to avoid an unpleasant expression. Shema, ki oma, that's not in the Chumash, it's in Shmuel Aleph. Gomer Mikrehu, when Shaul saw that David didn't come to the Sudas Rosh Chodesh the first day, so he excused him. He said, maybe something happened that David was not Torah. Mikrehu, bilti Torahu, ki lo Torah. Now, bilti Torahu, ki lo Torah is because they're Tomei. So if you count, it's 16 superfluous letters there. Each one wants to emphasize even more the necessity of avoiding unpleasant expressions. Hayye devein debei Rabbi Yishmael. Lo ilom yisapir odem eloshen ikia. A man should always speak in a clean language. Now, some of you should say there are 2 madrigas. There's loshen megune, that's the worst. And unseemly expression, unpleasant expression. Then there are expressions that are not unpleasant, but they're not especially pleasant, neutral. And Loshon Nekiyah is a special example. To say nighttime. Nighttime is not megune, it's a neutral form. However, when you say oil, it's even better. That's how they learn 2 different madrigas, or really 3 madrigas. There's Loshon Megune, and the Loshon Nat Megune, and the Loshon Nekiyah. Shehare Bezov Koi Melke. A Zov, when he's riding on a horse, so the saddle becomes Tomei, Tumei Zov, and it's called Melke. For Melke, Shashayir Kevalov Azov. Now what's riding mean? He sits on the horse or the donkey, astride means with his legs apart. On each side of the donkey. Obeisha called Moshe. The case of a woman is called Moshe. Because when I mention that she parts her feet, she sits on the donkey with both legs on one side. That's how women used to ride on horses and donkeys. Both legs on one side. They called it a pillion. Certainly way of riding. A special saddle for women. But it's not nice to say that she spreads her feet to ride on the horse. Now, first up there is a comment of Tesis. The bottom Tesis. Sha'arei bezov koi merke. In the case of Isha, calls it Mesha. So Tesis knows something here. Merke and Mesha ain't dino shavet. These don't have the same din. Merke is a saddle on which they ride, and Mesha is something on which they sit, a stationary thing. They have different dinim. If somebody touches a merkav of a zov, ain't tom keep his begodim, even though he is tummy, but his begodim don't become tummy. He doesn't have to table his begodim. But if he touches a merkav of a zov, may tame not only the man, but also his begodim. Now, if that's the case, Ashta Kosha Lari, what's our Gemara saying? That just because of politeness, of a nice language, they'll say in the case of Aisha, Moisha, and not Merkel, if she's riding on a horse or a donkey, you're making a Moisha instead of a Merkel, it means that you're giving incorrect information, but a different dinim. That's because of the Hefe Koma, the Isha Koma Mesha, Im Rosalem, if he means to say, I'll feel the Uke, even a saddle, She Yeshlo Din Merkel, which really is America. I'm the Isha, even a woman rides on it. It's still America, not a Mesha. Still, she now, because of the case of Mesha, the positive changed it and called it Mesha. The David El Kovet, how can you say the Torah says an untruth? Because of color, America is America. You call it America, it's different than it. Say the kasha inside. At the same time, Tesis, Tesis answers. Tesis said the posik, Asher hi yoshev esolov, is not America. It's Moshe. And therefore the Torah is not falsifying the din just because of politeness. Only in the Medrash Teres Kahanim it says there's an extra lima there. It's Asher hi yosheves olav. Then it says kli, extra word kli there. That kli comes to be a malbe merkel. Now merkel is only learned from a remez in the Torah. Merkel of a woman, meishev of a woman is written openly in the Torah, but merkel of a woman is written only by means of a remez. Why isn't it said openly, Merkel, just like Mesh of a woman, it's written openly, Asher Yosheves. Why didn't it say, America, a woman is writing, should be written openly? Only from a word clear of it? And so the Torah wants to avoid saying, writing by a woman. Say that, that's all.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rabbi Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info at kolavigdor. Thank you.